Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Naturefolk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2013, Selena discussed ritual making and community building with pagans of many paths and places at the yearly Pagan Spirit Gathering.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we connect with pagan spirit and community rituals. In particular, we're going to take a look at how ritual crafting and community building can happen when pagans of different paths and different places converge for a festival. We're going to be taking a look at some of the rituals that help create an enhanced community at the Pagan Spirit Gathering each year. The Pagan Spirit Gathering began in 1980, and it is one of the oldest and largest pagan festivals in the U.S. today. It happens every year for 8 days during the week that includes summer solstice. Our dates for 2013 are June 16th through 23rd, and it will be held at Stonehouse Farm, which is a campground and events venue about an hour's drive west of Chicago, Illinois. I'd like to begin tonight's show with a chant that was created at the very first Pagan Spirit Gathering for use in community building and in ritual. We are an old people, we are a new people, we are the same people, stronger than before. And certainly that chant and its variations continues to be part of the Pagan Spirit Gathering community life. Pagan Spirit Gathering focuses on community. We have 1,000 people from across the United States and several other countries coming together to celebrate summer solstice and to intentionally create a magical village community together. There are different ways that we interface as a community during the course of the gathering. There are workshops, sharing information, ideas, experiences, and perspectives with each other. There is the experience of setting up one's campsite and being part of the collaborative, creating the pagan village together. There is the taking part in community work life. Everyone has an opportunity to do work shifts during the course of the week, which help the gathering function. There's the experience of shopping at the variety of different pagan merchants that are in the village. There's the experience of having celebrations during the course of the gathering, meet and greet experiences, discussions, walking around the village itself, meeting people that way. But one of the most important ways that community comes to be every year has to do with the community rituals. In the first part of our evening tonight, I would like to share a little bit about some of the rituals that happen each year at Pagan Spirit Gathering. And then in the second part of the show, there'll be an opportunity for those of you who are listening who have been part of Pagan Spirit Gathering in the past to call in to share about a favorite ritual that you've taken part in, a ritual that you have helped facilitate, or some common experiences that you've had across different types of rituals. So what are these rituals that happen within the Pagan Spirit Gathering community? We begin the festival each year with a ritual of remembrance. We pay our respects on the opening Sunday in the afternoon to Pagan Spirit Gathering community members who have died in the past year. By having the ceremony on the opening afternoon, we not only help ourselves as a community adjust to our loved ones no longer being in a physical form, but it's a way of spiritually inviting those loved ones now in the Summerland, the other world, the land of eternal youth, Tir na n'Og, those who have crossed over to be with us in spirit in our gathering community during the week. We typically have photos and other memorabilia representing those who've crossed over on an altar, and we have people who have had close connections with each of the deceased come up at different parts in the Circle of Remembrance and say a few words and share. It's a time for remembrance. It's a time for comfort sharing. On the opening Sunday night, we have the opening ritual. And the opening ritual actually includes elements that predate Pagan Spirit Gathering, that actually are survivals of old paganism from the Baltic area of Europe. In the early days of Circle Sanctuary, one of our community members was Carlos Berzins, native to Latvia, grew up in a village in Latvia in the very first part of the 20th century. As a young man, he had direct experience of his village celebrating summer solstice with processions in which people carried live flame, torches, and candle lanterns, journeying through the village, going to a place where there was kindled a great bonfire. We have taken that old tradition of processing with fire through a village and kindling a bonfire from a survival of Baltic paganism, and that is how we officially start our community rituals at Pagan Spirit Gathering, the grand festival rituals where people of many paths and places come together. We carry candle lanterns and candles in jars, and the procession makes its way through the village we've created. We go to our ritual site, and you will see spiraling into the circle these living flames as we do this at twilight, and it can be quite magical to experience not only being with other pagans celebrating summer solstice in this way, but keeping alive an old tradition in a new way. During the heart of the opening ritual, we have the honoring of the sacred directions and a blessing of the gathering and the kindling of a sacred fire, which we keep burning throughout the course of all 8 days of the festival. We have other summer solstice type rituals during our solstice week celebration. Another one happens on summer solstice morning. It's the morning ritual, and this is a ritual that I facilitate each year. It's multicultural and interreligious because we have pagans from many different traditions of paganism, as well as people that are in blended traditions that blend paganism with other forms of spirituality. And we have people from different ethnic origins and people from different countries. So during the morning ritual, which is held not at dawn, but pretty early in the morning for most people, we have people honor the sun according to their own particular tradition with a chant, with a prayer, with a reading, with a blessing. And after we have honored the sun in sacred ways, we join together and do healing for the planet. We also celebrate summer solstice with a 1,000 candlelight labyrinth. This happens on one of the evenings during the week, and at dusk, the candle labyrinth that had been set in place earlier that day is kindled by a number of community members. And from dusk until dawn, that candlelight labyrinth shines forth, and hundreds of people within our gathering community, in silence, walk the labyrinth, going into the center, letting go of barriers to understanding, being at the center, meditating, doing inner work, and then returning out of the center back into pagan spirit gathering village life, carrying with wisdom, renewal, and understanding into the next part of their life's journey. The largest ritual that we do at Pagan Spirit Gathering is what we call the main community ritual. And this happens the closing evening of the gathering. It's a Saturday night. Each year, we have different ritualists that have been connected with our community facilitate this large group ritual. We have it in a really large ritual space. There typically is a bonfire as part of this work that's kindled specially for this ritual. There's drumming and singing and meditation. And every year, our gathering has a theme. This year, it's connections. And our main ritual not only is a celebration of summer solstice, but a reflection of that theme. So we'll be celebrating connections with Arthur and Catherine Hines from Georgia this year. There are a variety of special rituals that have become traditions at Pagan Spirit Gathering every year. On the Monday night, we have the tribal drum and dance ritual. It has some common parts that go from year to year, but each year this ritual is created anew by members of the community. There's an honoring of the elements of the earth, the air, the fire, the water. There's the kindling of the sacred bonfire and adding to that bonfire as part of the ceremony. There is the dance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, the goddess and the god. And this is such a popular role to do that there's actually even a waiting list for people that want to be the goddess and god couple in this community ritual. And so we actually plan for that several years in advance. We also have the Sacred Fire Circle, which is one evening at the Pagan Spirit Gathering. Sacred inner work that is done through the night around the sacred fire. We have the Magical Gift Exchange, in which community members have an opportunity to not only give a gift, but receive a gift. We have gifting blankets for all the adult members in each of the four sacred directions in the gifting circle. And in the center is the gifting blanket for the young people in our community. A circle of young people with some adult helpers happens in the very center of the circle around the central blanket. And then a large circle of hundreds of participants of adults and older youth encircles the four other gifting blankets. People reflect on giving, move around in a circle, and place their gifts on an appropriate blanket that they think most connects with the elemental association that that blanket represents. Earth, air, fire, water for the adults, spirit for the young people. And then the circle goes around again with the focus on receiving. And people reflect on which gift to receive and take the gift. And then the final part of the ritual is quite exuberant. People open up their gifts, and all the gifts are wrapped, and everyone is supposed to, when they wrap their gift, include a little card with their name on it and something about the gift, what special meaning it has for them, and what blessing they seek to pass on to the receiver. After people open up their gifts and they find out who has given them the gift, then there is an opportunity to go around the whole circle, wandering, calling out the name of the person, waving the gift around. And that way, gifters and givers and receivers can connect with each other face-to-face. So it's a wonderful opportunity not only to have the exchange of gifts, but it also serves as a mixer of sorts. You may get a chance to meet someone at the gathering that isn't camped nearby, and wonderful relationships unfold from this long-time Pagan Spirit Gathering community ritual. In addition to these specialty rituals, some of the most popular rituals during the course of the gathering are the women's ritual and the men's ritual. And different people will be coordinating those rituals every year. Sometimes after the men and the women complete their rituals, they will all come together so the men and the women join together, and that happens in some years. We also have rituals for youth. The teens often will create their own rituals. There's tween rituals, teen rituals, children's rituals. And we have rites of passage rituals happening throughout the week at Pagan Spirit Gathering. And some of those rites of passage ceremonies, in addition to the ritual itself, have associated events that prepare for the ceremony. We have the coming of age ceremonies, coming of age into adulthood for young women, coming of age into adulthood for young men. We also have a variety of coming of age into seniorhood rituals. We have, for women who have passed menopause, we have the croning ritual. And this year at Pagan Spirit Gathering, we'll be having a saging ritual for the elder men. In addition, we will have a Women of the Dark Moon Gather ritual for women who are no longer maidens, no longer everyday mothers, and are not yet crones. So this is a new community ritual that's being added this year. In addition, we will be having weddings. And every year we have pagan weddings, also known as hand fastings, at Pagan Spirit Gathering. This year we have a heterosexual wedding happening during the week and a same-sex wedding happening towards the end of the week. And at the passage rite gatherings, people have an opportunity to celebrate life passages and support that for community members. Another ritual that's a passage rite is that called a blessing way. And this is a ritual for mothers, those who are pregnant, and those who may be a mother by way of adoption. And this started last year and will be continuing this year. And it's a way of honoring and blessing mothers in our community in the ritual way of celebrating motherhood and blessing their motherhood experience. We have the Sacred Hunt Ritual, which is another type of inner transformation ritual. So in a more remote part of our village, there's intense rapid drumming. People who have signed up to be hunters, hunting aspects of themselves for personal transformation, are doing their inner work, and they're supported by a villager, someone, a support person to help them in that work. David Dorsch created this ritual many years ago, and since that time, a variety of different people have helped with it. It is quite intense and very personally moving for those that take part and those who support. Another ceremony that we do every year is the Warrior Blessing Ritual. Throughout the course of the week, we honor different groupings of people within our pagan village that we create. And a few years ago, we started the Warrior Spirit Center for those who are serving in the U.S. military and who have served, and their loved ones, their families, though anyone in the community can come and take part in workshops and other ceremonies that are held there. And the Warrior Blessing Rite is to honor those who are presently serving, to pay respects for those who have died, to honor veterans, to honor military families, to remember those who are missing in action, and various aspects of military service. We also, during the Warrior Blessing Ritual, honor first responders, law enforcement officers, EMTs, firefighters, and a variety of different people in emergency services in addition to our military troops and veterans and their families. In addition to these rituals that happen every year, we have some specialty rituals, small group rituals, in different traditions. And some of these smaller group rituals are connected with a particular culture. Some are connected with a particular form of paganism. One of the small group rituals that we've had every year since we began PSG back in 1980 is that of Sweat Lodge. And we have people from different sweat traditions, mostly different Native American traditions, but since saunas were a form of ritual in old Europe, we also have had some people from those traditions facilitate sweat experiences in our community sweat lodge. And those rituals happen during the course of the week. At the very end of our gathering, we have the closing ritual, and Moonfeather, who manages PSG, and I, in recent years, have been facilitating that ritual together. It is our closing of our face-to-face time together. It is a thanksgiving to the divine and the different forms that we've connected with it during the course of the gathering. It's a thanksgiving to each other. It's a thanksgiving to the greater circle of nature of which we're part. It's also a way of blessing journeys back to our around the year homes. And while the Pagan Spirit Gathering community then no longer is meeting face to face for that year's gathering, we continue our community connection in various ways during the course of the year until we convene again. And one of the ways that we do that is through social media, through email list, through our Pagan Spirit Gathering community Facebook page. We're also on Twitter. And many people in different areas of the country may have gatherings connecting with people they've met from their region from Pagan Spirit Gathering. So that's an overview of Pagan Spirit Gathering and some of its rituals that happen every year. And what I'd like to do now is open this up to community forum. This is an opportunity for those of you who are listening live, those of you in live chat, and those of you who are listening via the phone, to be able to come on and share experiences, impressions, ideas. How does community grow? How does community get enhanced by the rituals that we do at Pagan Spirit Gathering? The call-in number for those of you who would like to join the community forum in this way is 347-308-8222. We are an old people, we are a new people, we are the same people, stronger than before. I have assisting me each week Pagan Spirit Gathering community members and Circle Sanctuary ministers David and Jeanette Ewing. So I welcome you to the community forum part of the show. David and Jeanette.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, and I'm wondering if we have any callers that may want to share some of their perspectives and experiences with Pagan Spirit Gathering community rituals.
Oh, we do. Nicholas has called in, and so has Barbara Dancing Heart.
Well, great. So why don't we have Nicholas come on, and he's been part of the Pagan Spirit Gathering since its earliest days. So Nicholas C. of Kentucky, welcome.
Hi, Selena.
Hi.
It's nice to hear your voice.
It's really good to connect with you, and I very much appreciate you and your contributions, not only to Pagan Spirit Gathering, but to pagan gatherings as a whole. You have the distinction of helping to bring drumming into pagan festivals, not only Pagan Spirit Gathering, but other gatherings, and it's really great to have you here on this show celebrating pagan spirit and community rituals.
It's good to be here. I've been scratching my head about what my insights and impressions have been. Like you said, I was at the I've been around for a long time. I was there in 1980 when all this started happening. And I stuck around.
It's wonderful. And you've been part of many different rituals. You've been our sacred fire keeper for many years.
Yes, that's one of the things I put on my list that in front of me here. I wasn't the first sacred fire keeper, but I do remember when that process started. And I really think that what one aspect of the community is reflected in the sacred fire keeper and some of the other things that happen in PSG. And it's the threads like that that happen every year. The fire keepers, you know, meet each other every year. There's new fire keepers and different people take charge. I think I was sacred fire keeper for about 7 years when we were holding PSG back in Wisconsin. But through the years after that, I connect and reconnect with the sacred fire keepers and sort of like a small community within the community, you know, tending the fire. So that's been a big deal for me through the years. I also thought about the opening ritual for PSG, which you mentioned at the start, that candlelight procession. That was one of the first things I sort of thought to myself is like real important to the community aspect because, you know, the procession goes through camp and people join the procession one at a time with their candles and stuff like that. And I always have a strong sense of community. So it's like bringing little pieces of energy into a stream that we bring to that opening ceremony. So that, for every single year that we've done that, that's been very big thing for me to be in the procession of community.
And it's so wonderful to see people in a whole assorted array of garb. Some people come in fairly casual, you know, street clothing, and other people are in long flowing robes, and some people are very decked out in body paint and all manner of things. So it's really amazing every year to see the diversity in physical adornment and also what kinds of lights get carried into the circle. Everything from huge candle lanterns to tiny lights in a jar.
Right. And I like seeing the people's faces. They're sort of gently illuminated with the candlelight, which is very sort of powerfully poetic. And then going over to the drumming thing that you mentioned, and you know, I'm really happy that drumming has stayed with us, as they say. But that's another aspect of the procession that's really nice. It's sort of the drums calling everybody in, and then following their line into the ritual space. It's very amazing and powerful, powerful experience. Also wanted to say something about the Sweat Lodge. And, you know, I'm glad you said it too. It's something that we've had in different incarnations, you know, throughout all the years of PSG. And lately I've now been camping with the Sweat Lodge encampment and it's sort of a deeper spiritual layer of community for me, to, you know, be connected to that type of space. It's a different experience than the big ritual where everybody gets together for the main ritual and stuff. It's a week-long tending of fires and sweats and lectures and prayers and stuff like that. It's very powerful for me. I'm delighted that I had the opportunity to lead some of the sweats in the earlier years. Now, of course, there's some other people who are leading sweats. Also, I wanted to put a plug in for the Sage Men. This will be our third year where some older men have gotten together and sat down and discussed what we'd like to do to recognize, I'll be turning 60 this year, older men in the community and what our role is for ourselves and for the rest of the community. So like you said earlier, this will be our first saging ritual year. And there'll be several of us, and of course we invite all older men. I think our proviso is that if you're 50 years or older, that's the beginning of the sage generation process. Like I said, I'm 60, and I'm really delighted that we're doing that.
I'm really excited about that, too. And I also want to mention another men's rite of passage, which is known as the men's personal rite of passage experience, which has been going on for a number of years. And this is finding the true source of inner strength. So it isn't a coming of age into adulthood. It isn't a moving into seniorhood. This is open to men over 18, and it's a 20-plus hour journey of self-discovery. And that has been part of the Pagan Spirit Gathering community for many years.
Right, and that's been a highlight of my experience. And we have indeed had men age 18 through 80-something participate in that rite of passage experience. And it's men going through major choices or transformations in their life, and they bring that to PSG with them. And the facilitators who were to men who originally brought the pieces together, plus there's a collection of men who have previously gone through the rite and loved it, so to speak, and they come back to help men each year who go through the experience. So the rite has changed over the years, that's another big part for my experience, the men's rite of passage experience. Now the Sage Men is a big part of that. And then, of course, the men's ritual looks exciting this year, even more exciting than in previous years, because Chiron, who's listed as the person running it, is bringing together all the different men's groups, the young men or the boys to young men, right, the men's rite of passage, the Sage Men, et cetera, and the LGBT community, let's not forget them, will all be a part of the core men's ritual this year, which sounds very exciting.
Yes, it really does. And I'm going to be interspersing our conversation with you and with Barbara and few moments with some descriptions of even some additional rituals, because the rainbow ritual is a long-standing pagan spirit gathering tradition, and I know that both you and I have been part of this. This is celebrating lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer family and friends that are part of the Pagan Spirit Gathering community, and every year that takes its own kind of form. And we've been evolving rituals. We may have the same ritual by name every year, but things go through changes. And I do think that keeps rituals fresh and allows newer members of the community to help with that ritual renewal every year.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's very important, young people coming in and giving their touch, to the larger community. It's a very nice thing to see.
Well, it's really wonderful to have you be part of the Pagan Spirit Gathering community. And I thought before we shift over to talking with Barbara, if you're going to be doing peace rituals this year.
Yes, and that's the last thing here on my list. For many years now, since, I don't know, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, Tibetan Buddhist person, went through Wisconsin back in the 80s, and I sort of piqued my interest in that. This year, just a week or so ago, I had the chance to go to a teaching up in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm enamored. Tibetan Buddhism is very pagan. I mean, it's the rituals and the rites are very similar. But regardless of that, I'm a big advocate of the peace work that His Holiness the Dalai Lama and other individuals are into. Anyway, so I thought I would attempt to do a peace rite each morning. It's, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Sort of basic pagan Buddhist format, and it is going to be about community, as it turns out. What I intend to do is have a different prayer for a different part of community each morning. So women, men, children, LGBT, so on, with world or global focus. I'm excited, but it's new, so we'll see how it goes. And then as a part of that, I'm going to have a sort of a peace shrine, and it's going to be Kuan Yin, who's a deity focus for me, and then also a Buddha figure, which reflects enlightenment, personal growth, personal spiritual growth, that kind of thing. And I have a number of people going to be helping me and participating with me, and anybody who's up at 7 a.m. in the morning is welcome to stop by.
Well, this is so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Pagan Spirit Gathering community and also for sharing some of your experiences and perspectives with Pagan Spirit Community Rituals tonight.
I'm glad to do it, and I'm excited for what's going to happen, 2 weeks from now.
I know, it's coming up fast. Well, may you have a great night. Now I'm going to connect with David and Jeanette again and see how we're doing with those who may have called in.
So David here. We've got Barbara Dancing Heart has called in as well.
Great. So let's welcome Barbara Dancing Heart of Illinois, who is our coordinator of the Crone Temple of Wisdom. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me, Selena.
Well, you've been part of Pagan Spirit Gathering for a number of years, and you actually are coordinating one of the centers, and you and I get to do the croning ritual together, which is always a wonderful part of PSG. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what a croning is?
Sure. In the PSG community, many years ago, many of the women identified the need for honoring the crone in our community, mainly because the crone is not not portrayed in a very positive light in general culture in the mundane world. Oftentimes, you know, women talk badly about going through menopause and that it's, you know, it's hell to get old and all of those things that society tells us and that women, I think, unfortunately buy into. In the PSG community, however, older women and now older men are placed in a place of honor within the community. And for so many women who have not been able to experience a real process of transitioning from their middle life, their motherhood stage into the crone stage, the process that we go through at PSG has been just a wonderful, enlightening, and empowering passage for women. There's always wonderful feedback at the end of the week and so many wonderful comments and ongoing connections between the women who have gone through the croning ritual in past years with the new group of crones. Every year it grows and grows into quite a strong community within PSG.
Yeah, and I really do think that in talking with the crones that have gone through the ceremony, it has literally been life transforming, not only deepening their experience with the PSG community, but in their day-to-day life.
Exactly.
The convergence, yeah. And you've also been part of a variety of different community rituals at Pagan Spirit Gathering. What are some of the ones that come to mind that you take part in every year?
Well, one of my favorite things is the labyrinth. It's, for me, a very powerful inward journey. They light 1,000 candles and create a wonderful labyrinth that the community, it's open to the community, I think, pretty much all night. It starts
That's
about
right.
10 p.m. and goes all night. And there's usually soft music playing at some of the directions and a small bonfire in the center when you reach the center. And it's just a really wonderful way, both physical, because you're walking, and emotional and spiritual way of accessing your inner self and asking questions and getting answers. And that, for me, is one of the highlights of the week, along with the main ritual on Saturday night. I always find that is very powerful. I think for me it's because, partially because of the number of people who participate. There's so much energy. There's so much diversity that comes together in one place to celebrate. Even though we're all individuals, we're celebrating the same experience. We're coming together really as a unit, as a community, and that's always very powerful for me, because generally I'm solitary. I don't have a group that I meet with on a regular basis. So anything that happens at PSG is always a wonderful expansion of my spiritual life.
Yeah. Well, and I know that rituals, in addition to the main croning ritual, that as the keeper of the Crone Temple of Wisdom, that there's an honoring of the space as you set it up and a kind of a release at the end.
Right, right. The whole week, is set up for the women who are interested in going through this process. We start the week on Sunday afternoon by opening and blessing the Crone Temple, and it's a wonderful space. Women are welcome to bring items that they want to leave on the altar all week, and it's very wonderfully decorated every year, and that's where we have our meetings. And Monday through Thursday, we have about an hour-long meeting of the women who have chosen to go through this process, and it entails sharing our own individual stories. So often that the women who come from all types of life and all areas of the country, when we come together and start sharing our stories, there are so many commonalities that there is an instant kinship, I guess, that you could say, where we all look at each other and know each other. On the other hand, the diversity of the group is always astonishing to me to hear where people have come from and the kinds of circumstances that they're in now and what their dreams still are and what their challenges are and what their sources of joy and pain are. And that's where we all get to support each other through these meetings. We also meet, one of our meetings, is part of it is spent meeting with the young women who are going to make their rite of passage into womanhood.
Yeah.
So they come to, they're brought to the Crone Temple of Wisdom, and we're able to talk to them and answer their questions, and we learn from them as well. Their sharing of their dreams and hopes from the other end of the spectrum is always very enlightening and inspiring to know that new generation is coming up, and we tell them that we're there for them. We're there to help them, and if you see us around camp and want to stop and talk, you know, that's great. So we connect with them directly. There's also going to be a specific sweat lodge for the new crones. We did it last year, and it was very powerful. And we have our own special sweat lodge that's geared toward older women. It's not what you would normally think of as the type of sweat lodge that people imagine are happening out in the middle of the desert. And it was totally geared towards our ability to enjoy it and to be challenged by it. And we got a lot of positive feedback. So we're going to do that again this year, too.
That is fabulous. Well, Joseph, as the Crone Temple of Wisdom has an opening and closing ritual for that particular space, some other community rituals that are associated with parts of our village life, we have a Temple of the Sun and we have a Moon Lodge, and they each have opening and closing rituals during the course of the gathering, as does Psyche's Grotto, which is a center for relaxation and wellness, counseling. And in addition to these ceremonies connected with centers, we also have even more types of rituals, and some rituals that are specifically connected with a time, sacred time. This year there'll be a full moon rite. And the heathens that are part of the pagan spirit gathering community will be doing a sambol. We have some dances of universal peace, which really come out of the Sufi tradition. And that's been part of pagan spirit gathering every year. There are some people who work with the fae, the fairy folk. And there's a whole opening of the fairy shrine and honoring of the fae. And we have, within recent years, the Darshan Ritual Theater, which is a ritual but in the form of theater, and this draws on some of the traditions from Asia. And it's really been amazing to see that particular part grow and change. And there are what I call spontaneous rituals that may happen in encampments. And of course, every night around the sacred fire, there's dancing and drumming, what you might call community dance and drum. And which is always kind of a fun thing as part of it. Well, I know that we have Pagan Spirit Gathering coming up very soon. It's kind of hard to believe. It's June 16th through 23rd. And while that's still a few weeks away, we're actually having our registration. You have to register in advance for Pagan Spirit Gathering. So please register by June 4th if you want to join us this year. You can go to www.circlesanctuary.org. So, Barbara, are you still with us?
I am.
Yeah, so for people that haven't come to PSG before, what would you say in terms of, you know, ritual kinds of things that people might connect with? You mentioned the labyrinth and the main ritual.
Well, and you also mentioned the women's ritual. That's always been a very powerful part of PSG for me. It's hard to describe PSG to someone who's never come. But if you're at all interested, if it at all piques your interest and you think, wow, that sounds really interesting, or that sounds cool, or whatever, I invite you to take that adventurous first step and come to PSG. You'll never be the same, and it's something you can't hardly describe to somebody, because it is so diverse, but it's so welcoming, and people talk about coming home every year to PSG. And no matter where you come from physically on the planet, or where you come from in your spiritual devotion, there's a place for you, and I'd be willing to bet you'd meet at least one other person, and probably a whole group, who have very similar views that you can, you know, share your thoughts and heart's desire with. That also is amazing to me. Like you say, outside of the standard rituals, there are spontaneous gatherings of people. A lot of the workshops, I think, have produced spontaneous groups within the PSG community who sort of have found each other at a workshop and continue to hang out together and support each other, and I'm sure have ongoing relationships beyond the PSG week. And that's wonderful. I personally love the drumming at night, and to fall asleep with those drums going in the background is something, you can't imagine how wonderful that is for that whole week, where you're free to express yourself in dancing, in chant, in drumming. Even if you don't think you're a drummer, I tell you, people pick up drums there and they just have inspiration. There's workshops about all of those things, drumming and dancing and all kinds of topics. So there's something going on all the time. I think sometimes the problem is you just don't have enough time
to do what you want to do. Well, thank you so much for all your help with Pagan Spirit Gathering over the years, and for coming on tonight and sharing perspectives and experiences, and wishing you a great night, Barbara.
Thank you. You too, Selena. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, I can see David and Jeanette, that hour has flown by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It sure has.
And I want to thank both of you for your participation in Pagan Spirit Gathering. Some of the years that you've been able to come, it's been really wonderful. And I expect that those of you who are listening who may want to get more information, you can go to www.circlesanctuary.org/PSG. And part of the reason for doing our evening show tonight on Pagan Spirit Community Rituals is to share a spectrum of types of rituals that can be possible, not only a Pagan Spirit Gathering, but in other pagan settings as people come together. And we'll be continuing our exploration of pagan festivals and Pagan Spirit Gathering in coming weeks. And those of you who do come to Pagan Spirit Gathering this year, be sure to connect with me and say hello.
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.